thank everybody for coming. First order of business, if everyone would please silence your cell phones. And with that, then I'll explain the next two items on the agenda, B and C, at one time. B is the Pledge of Allegiance. We all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. After the Pledge of Allegiance, there'll be an invocation. If you would like to leave or feel uncomfortable, you may sit, or if you would like to leave during the invocation, you will be given time to. If you'd like to step outside, then afterwards, the invocation is through, either Chief Shiflett or Major Horror will get you and bring you back in so we can move on from there for the rest of the meeting. So if everybody rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us here tonight. We thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you for the good gifts and graces bestowed upon us. Lord, we pray for the less fortunate, the sick, and the shut-ins. And now, Lord, we invite you in this meeting to take over. And every word here tonight to be said will be persuasive and encouraging. And Lord, when we finish here, we'd ask your blessings to take us home safe for a good night's rest and a bright day tomorrow. All these things we beg in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the public hearing regarding the lease at Brockman Industrial Park. I believe that those that wanted to speak signed up. You'll be given 3 minutes. If you're speaking on behalf of a group, you need to identify the group, and they're here. They need to stand so they can be recognized. Other than that, 3 minutes. At the conclusion of your 3 minutes, if you still have things that you would like to get out, and it is written down, you may hand it to Ms. Hunt, who will put them with the record.
Did you want me to give a presentation first?
Yes, but I was just looking for the sheet.
I'll leave the sheet there until the end in case anyone wants to add it, if that's okay. And then I'll pick it up right after I'm done speaking.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Dominion, on behalf of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline LLC, is looking to lease approximately 49 acres. This is the far left-hand parcel at the end of Brockman Park Drive. So when you enter in the industrial park, go all the way to the end of Brockman Park Drive, and it is the left-hand parcel there at the cul-de-sac. This parcel is zoned for the use that it is intended. It is a heavy industrial zoned piece of property. The traffic analysis and those types of things have already been evaluated by VDOT. There's been environmental work done on the property already when a virtual building study was done on it with Hollingsworth. So this is a property that, from the point of view of do we have kind of a lot of boxes checked already in terms of this use, those have already been answered. So there is no zoning question on this. There's really no environmental questions on this. This is just a straight lease of property. Dominion is looking to use the property primarily as a storage yard and a gathering point for workers who are going to be working on the pipeline in other areas. So this really, in terms of the classification of use, makes a lot of sense in this location, good transportation and easy access for Dominion onto the bypass. There is a lease that you have seen. This does come to you with a recommendation from the Industrial Development Authority for approval. So they have reviewed this in detail over a few months, and then you have seen this obviously previously, and then this is your public hearing. Staff's request tonight is that if you decide to move forward with this, just to have a motion from council to authorize me to execute the lease with Dominion. They do have a up to 90-day option on the lease, so once they sign the option, they'd have 90 days to execute, or we'd start over. Their option price is $30,000. Do you have any questions for me?
Anybody have any questions?
No. And we do have representatives from Dominion who are also available if you decide to ask them any questions at any point.
Thank you. Okay, first, I am probably going to butcher this, but it's Eleanor Abdon?
Amadon.
Amadon? I apologize. If you will step forward, please.
Good evening. My name is Eleanor Amadon. I live in Afton, Virginia, in Nelson County. And I have been resisting the proposed Atlantic Coast Pipeline for the last 4.5 years. So that's full disclosure. When I looked at the lease that y'all put online, I was really dismayed, because what it says in that lease is we are going to let them do whatever they want, and they can walk away from it all, and you guys are stuck with any cleanup there needs to be. The second whereas says, so Dominion may be saying we're just going to have our contractor yard and have our people come and meet there. I have been to a lot of meetings in Nelson County, in Augusta County, in Buckingham County, and when Dominion speaks, they may say something completely different at the next meeting. I've seen that time after time. So when you're telling them in your written lease that the second whereas this is, that they can use that property for such other purposes company may determine from time to time in the future, that means they can do anything they want to in the future, regardless of what they've told you. The other thing that really upset me is, starting on page 4 of that lease, item I, environmental indemnity. That lease is absolving them of any responsibility for any mess that they make there. And it being an industrial site with possibly industrial chemicals there of a proprietary nature, so they can't even, or they won't even tell you what it is. They're going to try to do some drilling under the James River and under the Blue Ridge Parkway if they get their way. And those drills need lubricants, and the lubricants include toxic chemicals, which have to go somewhere. Have they said where? No. So, looking at that lease, for your sake, for the sake of the land that you have in that industrial park, I am begging you, please get a lawyer who is familiar with these things to look at the lease before you sign anything, because if you sign that contract the way it is, you're just giving it all away, and they can walk away from any mess they make. Thank you.
Ms. Pryor.
Hello. First off, I think I'm going to talk about two things. Old people and young people. Fairmont Heights. Fairmont Nursing Home is going to be right in front of the location of this facility. And one reason I have not read the appropriate documents is I have been dealing with my mother-in-law who is deceased. So I'm not familiar with the indemnity that she has proposed. But if that's the case, y'all better wake up. This is a lifetime that you are passing on, not only to your generation, but to your children and your grandchildren. Now, as far as visiting the nursing home, you know, it's a small little narrow road in there and coming out. VDOT may have done the study, but I don't know how many. I imagine most of y'all have been there, or you may end up there. You might not want a noise of those big trucks going in and out. Also, pipeline workers are not known to be the safest workers in the world. As a retired magistrate, I had to deal with several of them that have worked on pipelines in this Commonwealth who had felony charges. I don't think we need them in this community. And I think that is a subject, if you look at North Dakota, one of the things that has been involved in sex trafficking is it's very connected to these pipelines. And so I hope you'll give that some concern. And the other point is, climate change is real. All y'all that live on farms and lands, it's heating up. We're here. This is You know, and we have a very narrow time to do anything. And this is a wake-up call. You can do that little drop in the bucket that will make a difference to those people in Nelson County and Augusta County and in West Virginia that have been fighting Dominion for the last 5 years or however it's been. So this is your moment of truth. You guys need to look in the mirror and say, what kind of legacy am I going to be leaving my children, my grandchildren? Am I going to be part of the answer to climate change, or am I going to fall for Dominion? And let me tell you something. My husband and I live off-grid, totally solar, and we have a functioning household. We might not have air conditioning, and we might not have heating in the house, but we have a beautiful masonry soap, and we do fine. It is doable to make this world work without Dominion, without natural gas, and these pipelines that are blowing up all across the country and around the world. It is not safe, and you guys hold this in your hand, because the pipeline is being stopped everywhere around the country. And they're blowing up. Look at the news, or go online. It doesn't make the news all the time, but they're happening in rural cities, they're happening in rural areas, and in big cities. And you guys are part of the solution to making sure that it is not continuing. It is the little guy against the big guy. And whose side are you guys going to be on? Thank you.
Okay. Being no more speakers signed up, we will close the public hearing. And now, we'll take a motion from council. If anybody would like to make a motion to accept the lease that we have all reviewed from the meeting.
I'll make a motion to
accept. I have a motion from Ms. Turner. Is there a second?
A second.
A second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any discussion from council?
I'm a little bit interested in what First Lady had to say as far as, you know, what can they do that's...
Well, I see here that they have a $2 million insurance and indemnity policy.
Mr. Mayor, could I respond
to
that?
Yes, but you can respond to that.
If you look up on the screen, there's a section that was referred to that says environmental indemnity, and this is actually a conversation that I had with one of you this week who had carefully read their packet and asked this very question. And what you're going to see when you look throughout the lease is there are portions of the lease that indemnify the town from actions of Dominion, and then there are portions of the lease that indemnify Dominion from actions. It goes back and forth. This is a mirror thing. So when you read at the beginning of one here, it says, owner hereby releases and agrees to indemnify, defend, and hold harmless the company. And then if you read down multiple lines, it talks about all these different items on or under or about the leased property, which is in the middle of the paragraph, except for contamination on, under, or about the leased property caused by the company. So what this is saying whatever the present situation that is on that piece of property today, we are holding Dominion harmless for those conditions. And so this is fairly standard language in industrial properties, because even though this is a raw land industrial site, a lot of times you're dealing with previous uses and you don't know what you're gonna find until you go out there. So over and over again in the lease, you're gonna see a place where we're holding them harmless and indemnifying, and then they are holding us harmless and indemnifying us from similar items. And you see that over and over again. And so a lot of legal language to that, but it goes back and forth throughout the whole lease. Mr. Berry, did you want to add anything as the attorney on that for me?
I think you're exactly correct.
Okay.
That's for preconditions, and it's, as far as we know, there are no preconditions out there on this tract of land. And if it is, we'll have to deal with that. But likewise, if they create something that's not there, then they have to.
And then a lot of the language that talks about in the lease, there's some very specific language that talks about the need for them to be able to leave the improvements. And the whole reason for that from our perspective is we are looking to move the classification of this site up on the industrial site index. So under their FERC permit, if we don't have language in the lease that talks very specifically about them leaving those improvements, they're going to be required under their FERC permit to take that property back to its raw land state, which is not in the town's benefit when we're looking to market this as an industrial piece of property in the future. So those are questions that have all been definitely worked through with Mr. Berry and myself and with the Dominion representatives through this. And these are definitely discussions that I know Mrs. Turner remembers that the IDA had as well. So we've spent a lot of time on those. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further? Being nothing further, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion is carried. 500.
Shame on y'all.
We're going to have a recess.
Yes, we're going to recess for 5 minutes for anybody that was here just for this public hearing and wishes to leave, they may. So.
If there's anyone who wanted to sign up for the citizen comments for the first time frame, I'm going to go grab that sheet in just a minute.
Back in session after our recess, the next item will be citizens' comments. Citizens' comments, we will go basically under the same rules that we had with the public hearing, except for that you must be a town resident or a business owner in the town of Amherst. And you will have 3 minutes. If you're speaking on the on behalf of a group, you're allowed 5 minutes, but your group will need to stand up and identify themselves also. So we'll go by the list. I have three names on the list. So first, Miss Ann Hubbard.
If I throw up, does it come out of my time?
Because we're all going to join you. So we'll go into recess again.
Just a little nervous. Sorry. Hello, and thank you very much for having me. My name is Ann Hubbard, and I have lived in Amherst for over 4 years, and I have voted in every election since I moved here, and I had always assumed that my vote mattered. So imagine my surprise when I found out that my vote was overturned by the actions of the town council. I don't blame the council. The council was acting under the rules currently in effect in the town charter, and they removed a duly elected council member by the rules of the charter. But I think even the council members might agree that this is a bit undemocratic, and that is why I and 71 signatories to the petition I will give you ask that the council petition the General Assembly of Virginia to amend the charter of the town to prevent such an occurrence in the future. My suggestion would be that if a council member is thought to need removal, that a recall election be held with the reasons for the proposed removal stated, and that the voters be allowed to determine if the crimes of that council member warrant the removal. As it is now, 4 people apparently made the decision to overturn the will of 511 voters. And I don't think that's how things should be in a democratic nation. So here's a copy of the petition that I will give to you. It is signed by 71 in total, 56 of whom are residents of our town or nearby areas. So I think it's fairly, significant there. And, well, I did pretty good on the time. I didn't have to throw up. Since I have time, could we please get auto pay for the water bills? Because I know you know my name from when I get it turned off all the time. So I just forget. Anyway.
If you would hand it to the clerk, please, ma'am.
Ma'am, here you go. Thank you. And I'm my mom's caregiver, so I have to
take
care of her. Thank you very much.
Next person is Jason Eagle.
I have no problem in and of itself of the actions of the council voting member all. However, we are now an uninformed electorate because we don't know the reasons behind the dismissal. And former councilperson Wheaton will be on the ballot in November, and we have no reason not to vote for her again, because we don't know why she was dismissed. So my only issue, I don't have an issue with if there was a valid reason that she was dismissed, but not informing the members of the town makes us an uninformed elector. And if she is elected again, are we going to go through this again continuously? So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. And the last one is Barry Thompson.
Okay, my name is Barry Thompson. I live within the time limits at 287 Wall Street Road. Now, I have a couple of issues on my mind other than that inappropriate removal of the street from council. And what I'm going to go through is I may not have my facts 100%, but they're well within the minds. And this is what I'm talking about, word on the street. First, I'd like to share my thoughts regarding your decision to spend $500,000 on a police station. It has barely been 3 years since moving into the current town hall, which was supposed to accommodate the current future needs of the town. At that time, the decision was made that the police department could be adequately accommodated in the new building. Otherwise, that would have been the perfect time for them to occupy the old town hall. It was handicapped accessible and recently installed HVA system removed and could have been used to meet their needs as is. Mr. Watts, a former police chief, was on council then and evidently said it wasn't needed. Instead, the building was sold for $120,000. Now, Mr. Watts is saying it is not. So here we are 3 years later at an additional cost of $380,000. I mean, this ain't peanuts. I understand Mr. Watts' son is a town policeman, and to me that creates a conflict of interest as a member of council. I realize that the police chief handles affairs of the department, but nothing gets done and appropriated without the approval of council. I just don't see how Mr. Watts can participate in discussion regarding police department without some degree of bias. Now about the town hall. All of them zoning things, I don't believe there has been any type of public hearing regarding the need for the park. Nor can I find anywhere the council has had any feasibility discussions about a need for a park, and if so, what it will provide. If you were going to have a park, you should have decided ahead of time what it would provide and then look for a parcel that would satisfy those requirements. Instead, you bought a parcel without public input regarding the need as well as what it would provide. There's not much you can do with this isolated parcel in a floodplain, which is at the end of a single aid road that is not state maintained. This is not a case of when you buy it, they will come. I think the only way they will come is in your dreams. Let's not spend good money after bad. This would not have been a good deal, even if it was donated. Certainly not at a cost of $35,000 before the cost of the necessary improvements. And I'm going to. I think council needs to be addressing the cost of water, which is high compared to other localities, and is an expense that is affecting almost all town residents. The water system just doesn't have a large enough customer base for which to spread the cost of infrastructure upgrades in the rate structure. Rather than trying to recover all these costs through rates, council should consider using other revenues to mitigate rates. Nothing in the town code prevents this. I think residents would vote for this use of their funds over spending more money on things such as an unplanned town park and an expensive police station. The way you have been spending money.
Like to hear the rest of what he had to say.
So if you have your things written down, if you would just handle it.
Do you want to speak and see me your minutes?
I'm not signed up to speak.
So if you have your, if you would please hand to Ms. Hunt, she will handle the rest of your comments.
Oops.
Oops.
Are you okay?
Point where we'll close the citizens' comments. And before we move on, I would like to read some remarks on behalf of council. I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight to speak to council. We are grateful for your participation and your attendance. We have heard everything that was expressed this evening, and we want to thank you for your feedback and your concern. The process of governance requires an active citizenry to work as it should. Your concern, attention, and action are welcomed by the council, and we hope that you will continue to attend in the future and voice your thoughts. Please be assured that the council has had and will continue to have nothing but the best interests of its citizenry in and the town. The actions that have been taken are legal and ethical, and while we know that there are those who do not agree with them, they were and always legal and ethical decisions. I want to take a minute of personal privilege to dispel two particular misconceptions that have been repeated in public. First, the expulsion, while unusual, is neither illegal or unprecedented. In a 2014 Attorney General advisory opinion to the town of Haymarket, which along with several other towns in the state has the exact same provision in their charter as we do. The Attorney General notes that a legislative body's discipline of one of its members is a core legislative act. And this has been supported in multiple cases over time. Additionally, this is the same power which is held by the Virginia General Assembly, as well as the Congress, United States Congress. You have many questions about this issue. If you have any questions, I encourage you to read the entire opinion. You can find it online. It is very comprehensive and clear. Second, the closed session has been questioned as to whether it was a violation of the FOIA, F-O-I-A, since the council member is not an employee. The Virginia FOIA Council offers an advisory opinion to governments and interested citizens regarding FOIA practices. In 2003, the FOIA Council rendered an opinion addressing this question. It was regarding a school board. And in the opinion, they made the distinction clear that determining the factor for whether the exemption can be used is whether the body has the right to discipline a member. If the public body retains some level of control over the individual whom it wishes to discuss, then a closed session may be used. Again, if you have any questions about this, you feel happy to read the full opinion. Staff will be able to provide you the link to it if anybody's interested. We know that there are citizens of the town that are not happy with this decision, and that there are some who are not happy with us. We know that you want more information. The concern of the council about our obligation to maintain our code of ethics has put us in a problematic position in regard to satisfying the very real and reasonable desire for information. It has been a very hard road to walk this last month. But at the end of every day, council has stayed true to their commitment to handle this with the highest level of legal and ethical behavior. It would have been easier on the council's part just to say more. However, that would have been in clear violation of the council's code of ethics. We ask for your patience, your grace, and your prayers for the town. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Has everybody on council had time to review and make corrections? I understand Ms. Turner had corrected one. There was a name change, a mistype on a name. Both of the one from the 4th also.
The 7th.
Oh, I'm sorry, the 7th. There's two here, so that one's handed. And if there are no further questions or anything regarding that, I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the last council meeting.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton. May I have a second, please?
Second.
For both meetings?
Yes,
for
both.
Yes, thank you.
Second from Mr. Watts. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 500. Next is reports. Have each of you had the time to review the staff reports And is there any questions? No questions, okay. Next is a committee report from Ms. Carter.
Finance Committee did not have a meeting, so there's nothing to report at this time.
Ms. Ogden?
No meeting, no report.
And Mr. Watts?
No meeting, no report.
Okay. Planning Commission, there was no meeting. IDA, the meeting on the thing was the last one, correct?
Yes.
And Robert E. Lee, would you like to just say anything about that since there's a...
We do still receive their minutes. You know, the MOU that we had with them regarding work in the Buffalo River watershed has been terminated when Amory Roberts left, but they do, as a courtesy, still send their minutes, and I've been including that in the packet for you, just information.
All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is discussion items. First is the appointments to the IDA and the Board of Zoning Appeals. Ms. Carter.
Yes, sir. We have an application from Mr. Cliff Hart for the Industrial Development Authority that has been included in your packet. And we did hear that Mr. Carton is willing to continue serving on the Board of Zoning Appeals. If you would like to appoint those, the Industrial Development Authority is a direct appointment by Town Council. The Board of Zoning Appeals is a recommendation from the Town Council to the Circuit Court, who actually will perform that appointment for 5 years. And those are the two applications we have for those positions.
Okay. What I would like to do is do this separately. Ms. Carton, since your husband is on the second one, we'll take it. So I will first entertain the motion for Mr. Hart for the appointment to the IDA.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Bunch. You have a second?
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Carter. Any discussion?
I think we all know Mr. Hart. I think he's served the town in whatever capacity.
Dedicated, yes.
Okay.
There being no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? 500. Mr. Hart, thank you, sir,
thank you.
For your willingness to serve. Thank you very much. And the next is the recommendation from Town Council to the Circuit Court for the reappointment of Mr. Carton, correct?
Yes, sir.
I will take a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Watts. May I have a second, please?
Okay, I'll second.
I have a second from Ms. Turner. Any further discussion? There being none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And
one
abstention. So we have four ayes and one abstention. Next item on the agenda to discuss is everybody has the parking ordinance, so we can discuss that. That is setting a public hearing. Yeah, it's going to be right here. So I know we sent it back last month again, Mr.
Yes,
Barry.
Sir. Yes, sir.
We want to get it right, like
okay.
We said last time, before we even bring it out. So. I see where you've made, and I've gone over it. Mr. Watts, I believe I heard you say that you had a question or something.
I have one minor suggestion for this ordinance, and that would be in the new edition, the edition of number D, in the middle of the page. It says, no person shall park a motor vehicle in any way that blocks a marked bicycle area or lane. And I would like to amend that to be no person shall park a motor vehicle in any way that blocks any portion of a marked bicycle lane. You know, we have somewhere they have wheels of their trailers protruding into the bicycle lane and whatnot. And I'd just like to clarify that just a little bit.
I'm fine.
Okay, I understand that. Does anybody else have anything you'd like to?
I did take Councilman Watts' suggestion. I looked at the city of Lynchburg. I actually pulled some stuff from Arlington. Arlington was pretty comprehensive. But I also looked at Lexington, Williamsburg, which was a little bit more than what we have here. And then again, came through the town during a couple of peak times just to go back over the notes. So I hope this takes care of the things. But if you have any issues with it at all, just let me know.
Okay, very well. Which is the one thing I just want to clarify, because arguably you could assume, well, it's just not you. Yeah, it's not locked. Yeah.
Well, I'll take it one step further. We've got truck motor vehicle in A and B, and expansion on motor vehicle in C. Do we need any type of clarification?
I think motor vehicle is. Most of the codes that I looked at broke it down. Motor vehicle, it did the other categories, trucks, vans, semi-trailers, and all that. This seems to be pretty comprehensive, but I'll go over it just to, but I think we're pretty comprehensive. I didn't want a 15-item list of definitions, so this seems to suffice.
Anybody else? Okay, nobody else? Mr. Barrett, thank you for your diligence. I know that when you would bring it, we would send it back to you. It was kind of like that revolving thing. You kept getting pushed back, but we greatly appreciate that. I will entertain a motion so for next month to set a public hearing in September, reference the new parking section, the new parking policy. I will entertain a motion for that.
Make a motion, we set the public hearing.
I have a motion from Ms. Carton to set the public hearing in September.
Yes.
For the new parking ordinance. We have a second, please. I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Is there any further discussion? Your motion was also for the correction from Mr. Watts on.
Yes, that can include that clarification.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I did
that's
not.
Okay. And your second agrees with that.
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? 5-0. Okay, next item, matters from staff. So let me start here. Mr. Williams?
Nothing at this time, sir.
Ms. Becky?
Nothing at this time.
Mr. Buddy?
No, sir.
Ms. Oh, Lord.
Tracy.
Sorry.
You sat in a different seat.
It just went away from here.
I just want to remind everybody that the DMV to go will be here in this room Friday. They will actually be taking customers in here and not in the mobile unit. So if you could, share that with people, because they want to see what kind of turnout they get, they may possibly be back. So, and just to remind everybody, that does include more services than you can receive up here, as well as driver's license renewal and that kind of thing.
I've been putting it out because I have to get my renewed. But I may ask one question. You may not know the answer. Are they doing the real IDs? Because I know in the van they were.
If whatever they're doing in the van, from my understanding, they will do here Friday.
Okay.
They're just transporting their services from the van to this actual room. And we will ask everybody to come in this door Friday if you need services. But that's about as far as I know.
I was just checking. I wanted to. That's what I was going to get when I got my room.
I don't see why not, because they specified they would be doing new pictures and everything.
Okay. So, all right.
What are the times on that,
Mr.
10 to.
It's on the
flower.
10 to 3.
10 to 3.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Everything's good in the maintenance department. I appreciate everybody's prayers, concerns, cards. The staff has stayed in touch with me, and everything's great.
Okay.
I saw him on sound patrol yesterday morning.
All righty then.
That was before the boss got out.
Boss, he's taking care of the garden.
Okay, Chief.
Just glad to report that we're just about ready to wrap up the policies. Our department.
Fantastic.
Hopefully within the next week or two, we'll have them fully completed, start to finish. Police department is well on its way. Hopefully, I think this part maybe by the end of December, January, maybe. Much needed for us. And things are really looking well there. That wall construction has been really great to work with. I meet with them daily, checking on the building. And things are moving right along. The department seems to be running smoothly. We're doing fine. Appreciate everybody's support.
Major Harder, why are you back there? Would you like to say anything? You're good?
Yeah.
Getting sleep?
Yes,
is an infant. So just to let y'all know.
Congratulations.
Adopted infant, but it's still an infant. So it's like what, 3 months old, maybe? 2 months? Come on, it's yours. You got to.
Way too long.
It is just a couple months old. That's why I asked that question. So,
he's not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, he's not getting enough. That shows that he's not getting enough sleep. So, okay, Mr. Barry.
No, sir.
Ms. Hunt.
I just want to remind everybody or tell everybody, if you don't know, that the town code is on the website under quick links. So that's an easy way to get to it. The zoning ordinance are under a separate tab under quick links. So those are not connected yet. Hopefully we'll get back to the zoning ordinances and include them all together.
Ms. Cole?
Shortly.
The only thing I wanted to note is that we did have a last minute deletion of the Comcast franchise agreement on your agenda. The reason for that was we had received a request from Comcast to actually pull the agreement apart a little bit and have a separate memorandum of understanding about services that they would provide to the town. But apparently the FCC did issue an action letter in July that talked about in franchise agreements they would not look kindly on that any longer. So that's why Comcast changed their agreement on Monday. Mr. Barry just needs a little bit more time to kind of make sure that all of this is what it should be and that we're responding appropriately to that, and we didn't feel like it was in the town's best interest to push that too quickly if we had changes. So everything still seems very much on track. It's really just a matter of us making sure with this kind of very late change that we're addressing all the issues.
Okay, thank you very much. Next, matters from council. Ms. Turner, welcome.
Thank you.
And floor is yours.
Great, I just wanna say thank you for the opportunity to serve the citizens of the town for a few months. And I also would like to thank the town manager for going and speaking on talk radio. She did a wonderful job in representing the town and the citizens and explaining the difficult situations that we're in. And I didn't know, but is there any way that can be put in the minutes or put on the website that people can have access to that to be able to see what she's spoken about?
We can put that on the website with no problem.
I'll look into it.
Can we link it? I mean, I
think so. Yeah,
I was able to go to.
Yeah, I can link. I can link.
Yeah,
it.
If we can link it,
I can link the parade videos. I can link that.
You got it.
I can do it. You can.
Is that, or would you like for? Would you like to make a?
Well, I know that some people look at the minutes on the website and online, and if there could be a link tied to that. I'm going back and reading,
past
minutes to be educated, so it might be good for them to have it in the minutes.
I think we can take a consensus, I would say, or either a vote from council to add the link to the minutes, so anybody that reviews the minutes online or something like it will be able to access that. You have
I'm not sure the minutes is the place for it.
Yeah, how are we going to give him the minutes? Because it had to take place during a public meeting.
Yeah, that wasn't connected.
It wasn't
to
a public meeting, so that
for what?
The link to the radio broadcast.
Right.
I think we should put a hyperlink onto the website somewhere, but to link it to the minutes. Minutes are public record. Public record of what happened
in
a meeting. So to be able to, we didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't part of a meeting except for right now.
Right.
So I don't know how we would work that out.
I think if from staff's perspective, if there's a motion that is passed from council that you want to include something so that it becomes part of the record, then we would include it as part of the record because there was a motion from council and it's an action you took at this meeting to provide that access to it.
Okay.
So if she wants to make that in the form of a motion and that passes council, then we are going to view that as something that council
place.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I was
that's
trying to
do.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
what
I was
confused.
Yeah, and he was too. I can see the look on his face.
I'm new at this. So I'd like to make that into a motion that we put it into the minutes because I know when you're looking at the minutes, you can have a link right there to go to it. So I'd like to put that in the motion to put it in the minutes.
Okay. A motion to add the link to the minutes. Vicky's shaking her head, okay. May I have a second, please? I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Is there any further discussion? Be no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Okay. 4-1-0.
It's not the first.
All right. Ms. Watts. Ms. Watts.
Yes. What do you want?
I'm in.
I just don't think.
We're not talking about that.
Okay, what are we talking about?
Nothing?
No.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
No, thank you,
Ms.
Turner, for
setting
up.
Yes.
And joining the council.
Thank you. Ms.
Coleman. I have nothing of concern. I just would like to thank Ms. Turner, our new councilman. I was trying to say something else, but that's okay. Thank you for filling the void and seeing that the need was there, and appreciate your service.
Mr. Bunch? You good? And as far as thank you again from Ms. Turner, and we will move on. Are you looking to see if there's anybody else? Any other signatures?
Mm-hmm. There's
no one. No one? Okay. All right. And so the next one is the citizens' comments, which we have nobody who signed up. So if you, in 3 minutes.
Can I speak? I didn't
sign up. We had required for the meetings that we would sign. So next time, just remember to sign the page, Mr. But we would like to thank you again.
I wanted to thank you all.
Well, you can thank while I'm thanking. We'd like to thank you again for your willingness to step forward, because that is a true, you know, that we really appreciate it, and we know that you're trying to look out for the best for what we can get done, especially getting the industrial park rolling. So with that, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Mr. Bunt. I have a second from Mr. Watts. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? 5-0-0.